This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Well, Sesame Place is going to have new standards and training for their employees. I'll tell you about that as well. The NFL clears Aaron Rodgers to use hallucinogenics. Yes, indeed. I'll tell you why he claims that. And the question, of course, of details of the raid on Trump's house, what this means politically, what the potential 2024 candidates are saying about it. I'll share that with you as well. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. By the way, the state of New Jersey is now giving New Jersey residents a warning that there's a drought, and King Philip the Unaccountable is calling on the peasants to limit their water usage. Peasants, limit your water usage. You don't have to wash your arses, and you certainly do not need to water your lawns. All right? Very good.
You need to wash the arse. Come on.
Don't wash the peasant arse. Leave the water for the royal arse. All right, Dawn, what's going on today? What do we got on this hump day?
Oh, my goodness. On this Wednesday, August 10th, and we are sponsored this morning by Piazza Auto Group. So there, we do have some new developments about those hospitalized after that deadly crash of a megabus on the New Jersey Turnpike. According to state police in New Jersey, one person was killed, five others injured, and we're told that those five others who were injured on that bus crash that overturned, that they are hospitalized and some in serious condition this morning. So we know about the megabus, that it was headed from New York to Philadelphia. It overturned. Quite the crash scene there. Fire crews from Port Reading, Fords, Woodbridge, and Perth Amboy were among other rescuers and first responders rushing to the scene. This, according to the Woodbridge Township Professional Firefighters Association. There was also a state police medical helicopter that was rushing, you know, victims to get medical help to area hospitals. So a horrific scene there. We don't know the cause of the crash, but this was confirmed actually by Megabus that, yes, one of their buses, which 20 people were on board, overturning on the New Jersey Turnpike, and they were headed for Philadelphia. Also in New Jersey, Drought Watch, Murphy administration, Governor Phil Murphy, now calling on all residents and businesses to limit your water use as these dry, hot conditions stress the water supply in New Jersey. Now, this is voluntary water conservation practices being encouraged during the watch, and they say it can help avoid more serious and restrictive drought conditions later on. So they're saying, do what you can. It's voluntary, but if they don't get what they want as far as conservation, then they may go to step two, which this would be, in other words, not voluntary. It would be ordered. So we're following that as NJDEP, Department of obviously Environmental Protection, says it's continuing to closely monitor drought indicators like precipitation, stream flows, etc., so that they may go to stage two, which would mean fines and watching out for anybody who's watering unnecessarily. And yes, Sesame Place facing ongoing backlash over the recent viral videos of those costume characters at the park appearing to dismiss or ignore Black children. Now they've announced diversity and inclusion training for all employees and other measures to quell this criticism and make the amusement park, they say, more welcoming and inclusive. So that will begin by the end of September. All employees will participate in a substantive training and education program. We'll talk about that more moving forward. As this morning, we are sponsored by Piazza Auto Group, introducing the first ever Mazda CX-50 crossover SUV, standard all-wheel drive, designed to create experiences in nature with Mazda's latest driving tech. Learn more at Piazza Mazda of Westchester, Reading, and PiazzaMazda.com. And our NBC 10 First Alert forecast is sponsored by Amtrak this morning. Okay, it's Wednesday, it's hump day, we're still hot. We're still 90 degrees, but the rain is coming. So more rain is coming tomorrow, and that will tee us up for mid-80s. So hang on there, because the end is coming as far as this hot, humid weather. And although today is hot and humid, I'll just point out, it'll feel like it's about 15 degrees cooler than yesterday with yesterday's heat index. As far as Amtrak sponsoring our weather, gas prices, they're high. So ride Amtrak. Fuel your adventurous side without breaking the travel budget. Amtrak gets you there with more money in your wallet. Book in advance. Save up to 50% at Amtrak.com. Restrictions, exclusions apply. And yes, for our Phillies, we are on a roll. We are hot, baby. Six in a row we've won. We just creamed the Marlins last night. It is exciting what's happening with our Phils, and Eagles are looking good in the training camp. This is Hump Day Edition, Zioli Show News Live.
Thank you, Dawn. 855-839-1210. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, who is no Trump fan whatsoever, he's been incredibly critical of Trump. He's calling for the Biden administration to release the documents authorizing the FBI's search of Mar-a-Lago, saying, quote, America was already dangerously divided before Monday's search. He said, the American people deserve to know all of the facts as soon as possible. And I call on the Biden administration to release at a minimum the documents authorizing the FBI search. If the federal government cannot ultimately provide overwhelming evidence that action was absolutely necessary, then it will only undermine faith in democracy and the rule of law and further divide Americans. So that's Larry Hogan, the moderate Trump-hating governor of Maryland, saying that. You understand why reasonable people of both sides of the aisle, as well as passionate people and unreasonable people, and all across the board, there's criticism of what happened. Because the federal government has not done what it needs to do, which is explain what the hell was going on here. And they need to, because if this was really just about classified documents, then it's a joke. The whole thing is a freaking joke. And it's going to cause more distrust of the federal government than anything else. That's the truth. Cuomo said it too. Steve is in Oxford. Steve, good morning.
Rich, good morning. I think all conservative TV and radio should start calling the raid at Mar-a-Lago an insurrection. I mean, that's what it is to me. It's political, right?
Well, how do you think it helps? Do you think it helps Trump politically?
Absolutely. It's firing up his base. It's firing up him. And look, we all know that the attack on the Capitol wasn't an insurrection, because people have to be armed for that to be true. And these people in Mar-a-Lago were actually armed. So to me, it's an insurrection.
Okay. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. Have a good day. 855-839-1210. I agree with him. It does, in fact, help Trump politically, no doubt about it. It's going to help in a big, big way, probably in a way bigger than Democrats can even fathom. See, the reality of the situation is that when you've got 30 to 40 armed agents showing up at the home of a former president of the United States, and all they're looking for are documents related to something that the former president was in the process of negotiating with the federal government, the release, the return of, and there were legitimate legal disputes over those items, then this is absurd what happened here. It's absurd. You call it insurrection, call it whatever you want. I mean, it's going to completely undermine the legitimacy, whatever's left, of the FBI. And that's the reality. I mean, that's just the reality. You know, it's funny because NPR has a story. Fox and right-wing media snapped the Trump's defense after FBI search. Do we not remember how the media did exactly that with Hillary Clinton? They did exactly that with Hillary Clinton when she had all the classified stuff, explaining why it wasn't a crime. It was no big deal. No one got hurt. Remember all of that? Remember that? Now, I was not one of those people chanting, lock her up, for the record. So I got a pretty clean conscience on this. I even said back then, I said, we got to be really careful here, because if we start engaging, going down this road of, yes, prosecuting our political enemies, you got to make sure you got them dead to rights here. And that was my warning back then. You notice, though, how the concept of prosecuting our political enemies has simply vanished? That no one has said a word about that? You haven't even heard that, have you, from the media? I mean, I remember Joe Scarborough coming out after the Republican National Convention, furious at the chance of lock her up, and saying, this is what they do in third world countries. We don't prosecute our political enemies, Mika. I remember it like it was yesterday. And I remember the question that I asked on the show was, but what do you do, though, if you have a corrupt public official? They can't just get a pass. So if somebody is corrupt, I mean, former politicians, sitting politicians go to jail all the time for corruption. I mean, there's a basis for that. But on the issue of the classified documents and whether or not what she had in her possession was, in fact, unlawful, the conclusion was it was unlawful, but that it would be too damaging to the system to charge her, that it would further divide Americans. And Trump's Justice Department did not. You know, for the guy that was always being accused of telling the Justice Department what to do and using the FBI politically and all the other accusations, they never went after her. Notice that? They never went after her. Now, jump forward to today. He's being accused of exactly what she was being accused of. Only, unlike the former Secretary of State, he's a former president of the United States, with legitimate questions about which documents can be in his possession, which documents were classified versus which documents he declassified, items that he was in the process of returning to the United States of America, others that they were working out the return, and they raid his house. And they create this air of criminality around him that is completely unwarranted and unjustified. And I would like to know, what exactly was the justification for this? And that's exactly what Larry Hogan's point is. What was the justification for this? That's also what Mitch McConnell came out yesterday and said, finally. Mitch McConnell was quiet. The turtle was not saying anything. And then all of a sudden he came out and said, well, we need to know exactly what this was all about. Yeah, I think so. I think everybody agrees with that. Everybody needs to know what this was about, because you're dealing with a former president of the United States of America. And this has never happened before to a former president of the United States of America, period. It has never happened before. So we all get to understand why. We have a right to know. And we need to get answers to that as soon as possible. Let me play a little bit of audio for you here. Let's begin here with, Greg, if I could here, cut number 11, please.
Do you consider Donald Trump to be a political rival of President Biden?
I'm not going to speak to that from here.
But you talk about Trump all the time. So do you consider him to be...
I don't talk about Trump all the time.
Ultra MAGA, you guys were criticizing his handling of COVID last week. Yeah. You've mentioned his January 6th response a couple days ago. No. So can you say, based on all that, I didn't say anything about Mar-a-Lago. I'm just asking you if you consider the president to be...
I'm saying from here, I'm not going to comment on that.
Does the president still want to think that he would be very fortunate to run against Trump in 2024, like he has said before?
Again, I'm not going to comment on...
I'm not the president. In the next election, I'd be very fortunate if I had that same man running against me. Does he still...
All I can
that?
Tell you, Peter, is that the president intends to run in 2024.
Now, that's the deuce, obviously, asking Karine Jean-Pierre if they consider Trump a political rival. He also followed up and... You know, are we weaponizing the Department of Justice here? Is that exactly what's happening? Now, of course, the FemBot doesn't have an answer yet. Her programming is not, you know, the software patch is up and updated. But cut number 12. Cut 12, Greg.
A concern here that if you guys don't say more, then these Republicans who are accusing this White House of weaponizing the Justice Department, weaponizing the FBI, are... But that's going to become the public sentiment. If you guys don't say once and for all, we are not doing that.
First of all, we're just not going to comment on the Department of Justice investigation.
Okay,
we're just not going to comment on that.
Is this White House weaponizing the Justice Department and the FBI against political opponents.
The president has been very clear from before he was elected, very clear on this. Hold on. It's throughout his time in office.
I heard the quote. We will be playing the quote tonight at 6 o'clock. Is this administration weaponizing the Justice Department and the FBI against political opponents?
Peter, the president believes in the rule of law. The president believes in the independence of the Department
of
Justice.
That's a yes or no.
No, it's a yes or a no for you. I'm answering the question. You may not like it, but I'm answering the question. I'm answering the question, and I'm telling you that we are not going to comment.
This also comes after, remember, whistleblowers said that the Department of Justice was purposely trying to inflate DVEs, domestic violence extremist cases. They were not finding enough, so they were trying to inflate all this stuff. This also comes after the Department of Justice is now saying that if you wear a Gadsden flag, that you might be a domestic terrorist. Don't tread on me. You know, that now is on the FBI's watch list now. If you have the very, very famous Don't Tread on Me, Revolutionary War symbol. This is the same FBI that also has been accused of downplaying stories on Hunter Biden and labeling those stories as misinformation to essentially now make those stories go away. These are what whistleblowers are coming forth and saying. So Ducey's point here is the Department of Justice being weaponized? Is it being used politically? Because I'll tell you one thing. I mean, and, you know, hats it to Susie for saying this my way. Never Trumper Joe Walsh. Joe Walsh hates Trump's guts probably more than even most of his opponents do. He tweeted out last night, "I've heard from so many Republican voters tonight who are cooling a bit these past few months on Trump, but who are so ticked off about this raid and are back to completely and enthusiastically all in with their support for him. I'm just a messenger," he writes. I completely agree. Completely agree. I know a lot of Republicans who were saying, well, maybe he can't win. Maybe it's time to give somebody else a chance. Maybe it's DeSantis' turn. Now, all in. They're all in on Trump again. And maybe that's what the Democrats wanted. Maybe the Democrats really do believe he's easiest to beat, and that's what this is all about. I don't know. But I know one thing is that the longer that the federal government allows this mystery to hang over Mar-a-Lago, they're going to ferment this kind of incessant rage, political rage that is boiling over. And they have a responsibility to explain what happened here to the American people. We are dealing with a former president of the United States, not a real estate guy, not just merely a real estate guy. He's a former president. This is unprecedented. It's never happened before. When you got moderates like Larry Hogan, you got Democrats like Andrew Cuomo saying the FBI and the Justice Department need to explain what the hell's happening. You know that they do. 855-839-1210. We'll be right back.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
By the way, airline turbulence is now being blamed on climate change. I love it. Blame climate change for everything. I love it. You know, you deal with turbulence when you're on an airplane, and it's not fun. It's never fun, is it? I mean, you always feel like the boom, 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 right? Boom, boom, boom.
Yes.
You feel that? Airline passengers might need to brace for more turbulence as climate change increases severe weather. Amazing, Dawn. Amazing.
I'm looking. It is unbelievable. I guess unless you're really liquored up on the plane, maybe then it's fun for people. But yeah, airline turbulence.
Yeah. Yeah. But turbulence has been a thing ever since we took to the skies.
Yeah.
And now it's climate change is causing more turbulence. That's the new word. Is there nothing we blame climate change on? I mean, it seems like pretty much everything gets blamed on climate change, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We would recommend listening to flight attendants and pilots. If the sign is on, you better buckle up. Yeah, of course. Two things are increasing the turbulence right now. drunk idiots on planes and climate change. Well, I don't know if the drunk idiots on the planes are causing the turbulence. I think what happens is that they wind up, you know, jumping up and down a lot.
Yes.
And that makes it feel like it's turbulence, even though it's not turbulence. You know what I mean?
Like people jumping up and down in the elevator.
Yeah, like that. When my kids do that in the elevator. And I was just, stop it. A few incidents this summer highlight a one-of-a-kind unpleasant experience some end up having in airplanes, turbulence. And these kind of incidents like that might be getting more common because of climate change. Turbulence, which causes planes to suddenly jolt while in flight, is considered a fairly normal occurrence and nothing to fear. The movement is caused by atmospheric pressure, jet streams, air and mountains, cold or warm weather fronts, or thunderstorms, according to the FAA. Severe weather increases chances of turbulence, and due to climate change, these kinds of incidents will only continue to grow. Right, right. Obviously, climate change is the reason for that, as people on their private jets are tweeting about this, ironically enough, right?
It's crazy. It's crazy time. We should just say, oh, yeah, I gained weight because of climate change.
Because of climate change.
It's almost like you're cause COVID.
Yeah.
Just change it to climate change.
Right. Because climate change, because COVID, you know, yeah. whatever, throw it in there because of the new virus they found in China, whatever it is. Yeah, that new virus in China, that sounds fun, doesn't it? I'm excited for that. That looks like a good time.
It's bizarre, though, that it's basically, they said that it started with shrews, which is like a little squirrel or something, or like a, I don't know what it is. So just think about that. If these things are being carried by squirrels, basically, that would be, you know, squirrels are everywhere. I don't know if shrews are everywhere, but.
And there's no evidence that squirrels are spreading it.
No, not squirrels, but I mean, the shrew looks like a squirrel. Do we have shrews in North America?
Yeah, they work usually at cheerleaders. New potentially fatal Lange virus detected. Cause for alarm overseas. No, this isn't deja vu. China has discovered a new potentially fatal virus within its borders, which experts say could trigger yet another pandemic. Woohoo! I don't know. I'm ready for a little less traffic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't, I'm not bummed by this. I, you know, I have to wait in line again at stores. Come on. I'm crazy. You know what I mean?
See, I told you they should have invented the bubble wrap costume that we just walk around with, you know, all bubble wrapped with like an oxygen tank.
Yeah, you definitely need the oxygen tank.
Isolation unit.
No question about it. Especially if you're around Joe Biden hacking up a lung. We got some great audio on that from his White House speech yesterday. Just hacking literally up a lung, the president of the United States. All right, we got a lot to discuss in our hour of nonstop talk. Great audio ahead. And of course, more details on the raid at Mar-a-Lago yesterday. Don't go away.
There is a breakthrough way that you can deal with that constant pain. You got to do something about this pain in your knees, your hips, your back, especially this time of year. This weekend's going to be gorgeous. You need to be moving pain-free, right? QC Kinetics is helping people here every day, giving lasting pain relief using the very latest advances in regenerative medicine. Now, the science here, it's pretty simple. QC Kinetics concentrates your own body's healing agents and applies them right into your aching joints, restoring and repairing damaged tissue. And that means no drugs, no steroids, no surgery. Of course, it all means no downtime either. So you need to learn more about how regenerative medicine at QC Kinetics can change your life. Make this the last summer you suffer from chronic pain. And they've got clinics here and all across America. This is exciting stuff. It's the new natural way to deal with joint pain. No side effects, no downtime. Just call QC Kinetics, 215-999-3000. That's 215-999-3000. Call for a free consultation from QC Kinetics. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Thanks for taking the Zeoli Show with you. Rich Zeoli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
More questions, no answers on the raid on Trump's house yesterday at Mar-a-Lago. Well, Monday, I should say. What it all means politically, I'll tell you what the other 2024 presidential candidates are saying about it and how they are reacting to it as well. Good morning. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. Thanks for being here. 855-839-1210. Wall Street Journal writing the FBI's dangerous Trump search. Merrick Garland is taking the United States down a perilous path. I agree, by the way. I really do. They write, Monday's unannounced FBI investigation is nothing for anyone to cheer about. The Justice Department is unleashing political furies it can't control and may not understand. And the risk for the department and the country are as great as they are for Mr. Trump. As everyone knows by now, an FBI law enforcement action of this kind against a former American president is unprecedented. Monday's search needed a judicial warrant in service of a probable cause in a criminal probe. The Justice Department has provided few details beyond what has been leaked to reporters, so it is hard to judge what the FBI was looking for. The media leaks say the search is related to potential mishandling of classified documents or violations of the Presidential Records Act. If this is true, then the raid looks like prosecutorial overkill and a bad mistake. Document disputes are typically settled in negotiation, and that is how Mr. Trump's disagreement with the National Archives had been proceeding. He had already returned 15 boxes of documents. But the National Archives wants to know if the former president retained classified material he shouldn't have. This is what appears to have triggered the FBI search, but it's far from clear why this couldn't be settled cooperatively, or at most with a subpoena. Didn't someone at Justice point out that a search in this case would draw comparisons to Hillary Clinton's mishandling of classified information before her 2016 presidential campaign? She was never prosecuted, as Mr. Trump was quick to point out. Unless Mr. Trump's offense involves a serious risk to national security, half of America may see the Trump search as an example of unequal justice. No question about it. This may not be the full FBI story. Multiple media reports suggest that Justice has opened a grand jury probe into the events of January 6th, and Mr. Trump may be a target of that investigation. The House committee investigating January 6th has been cheering for a prosecution, and the political and media pressure is intense on Attorney General Merrick Garland to indict Trump. The FBI search may be a fishing expedition to find evidence related to January 6th. Certainly, breaking from this Wall Street Journal piece, that's certainly what Andy McCarthy at National Review thinks. And I told you on July 28th that Democrats are going to indict Trump because they need to indict him for political reasons. They need to. They have to. They're going to do it. They need something big. And this is the big thing they're going to do. So I would not be surprised by any of this. And I hate to say my political predictions are coming true again, because I also think it'd be incredibly damaging for the country. There's no question in my mind about it. They write, on the public evidence so far, January 6th indictment would be a legal stretch. Political responsibility isn't the same as criminal liability. In our view, the evidence would have to show that Mr. Trump was criminally complicit in the day's violence at the Capitol. In other words, you can say that Trump's conduct that day was deplorable. You can say that it was a dereliction of duty. You can do all those things. But the question is, was it criminal or not? That's the question. Was it criminal? Given its inherently political nature, the burden of proof is especially high for indicting a former president, all the more so for an administration of the opposite party. The evidence had better be overwhelming, not merely enough to convince a 12-person jury in the District of Columbia, but enough to convince the majority of the American people. Then there is the fraught history between Trump and the FBI and the Department of Justice. The Russia collusion probe was a fiasco of FBI abuse, abuse of process, and abuse of public deception. Current FBI Director Christopher Wray was Mr. Trump's choice to succeed the disastrous James Comey, but the Bureau still has a serious credibility problem. That the Mar-a-Lago raid occurred 90 days before a national election, midterms, also increases the political suspicion. Democrats want to keep Mr. Trump front and center in the midterm campaign, which is why the January 6th committee is continuing into the autumn. Absolutely right. And that's what I said to you on July 28th, when I said expect an indictment of Trump. Expect it. That's the only thing they can do. With this economy being the way it is, with their bumbling president, they need something. And if it's not going to be a war, it's going to be that. One or the other. I predicted that. So yeah, I absolutely think they want to keep him front and center going into midterms. There's no question about it. Trump has a lot of political baggage, or he did so until this raid. I think a lot of the Republicans who were shaking their head and saying he needs to go have now changed their tune. I really do believe that. I think this will go down as one of the biggest political fiascos in Democrat history. I mean that. And unless I'm wrong and there's something there that's going to prove it dead to rights, you know, the handwritten letter, like I said, to the Boogaloo boys, you must hang Mike Pence so that we can kill him and now we can take over the Senate and I can be president again. Unless you find something like that, I don't know what you think you're going to find there. Worse in the long term is the precedent being set and the payback it is likely to inspire. Bingo. Once the Rubicon of prosecuting a former president has been crossed, especially if the alleged offense and evidence are less than compelling, every future president will be a target. Bill Barr, Trump's second attorney general, wisely resisted political pressure to indict political actors without a very strong case. The next Republican AG may not be as scrupulous. Democrats may also be wrong in their calculation about how a prosecution would affect Trump's political future. The FBI search alone makes it more likely that he will run, if only to vindicate himself. I'll tell you something else, too. I think he may run just because he needs to control the power levers because they keep coming after him. I mean, think about that. Today, he's testifying in New York State. If you're a sitting president, you have a lot more protections than if you are just a regular citizen. And if they're going to keep coming after him everywhere, he may run again just so he can try to win, just to get the protections afforded by the office. Wall Street Journal points out he'll run as a martyr, and even Republicans who want to turn the page on the former president may be repelled by what they see as a political prosecution. Absolutely. All of this risks compounding the baleful pattern of the last 6 years. Trump's accused of violating political norms, sometimes fairly, sometimes not. And the left violates norms in response. Polarization increases, and public faith in institutions and the peaceful settlement of political differences erodes further. The FBI search on Mr. Trump suggests that Mr. Garland may be committed in pursuing and indicting Trump. If so, he is taking the country on a perilous road. There is much ruin in a nation, but no one should want to test the limits of that ruin in America. I agree, 100%. So very well-written op-ed, editorial by the Wall Street Journal. Absolutely. Remember, Hillary Clinton's home was not raided by the FBI. Hillary Clinton was not prosecuted. We've never done this to a former president, let alone a former first lady. But as Larry Hogan, the governor of Maryland, points out, you better have something good here. So you've got people that hate Trump who are even coming out and saying what I'm saying. This better be big. I mean, think about the ramifications of this if this turns out to be a giant nothing burger. Really, if this turns out to be where he had in his possession some classified documents, and it turns out he wasn't leaking them to anybody, he wasn't using them, he wasn't trying to hurt the United States of America with them or anything like that. It's not Alger Hiss here. So what then is the problem of a former president having those things in his possession when he's in the process of negotiating their return? What justifies 35 to 40 agents showing up with 15 vehicles? I think politically, this will go down as being one of the dumbest moves ever made by the people in power. I told you yesterday, I know for a fact Trump was on the fence about running. I know this. Jason Miller, who's very, very close to Trump, certainly way more close than I am. I have not been privy to conversations with him in quite some time. But Miller talks to him all the time, and Miller even said yesterday the same thing. He said, I can tell you that he was lukewarm on running, and now it's almost a certainty. Now it's almost a certainty. If you would have bet me on Sunday, I would have told you, I say 60-40 he runs. 60-40 he doesn't run. I think he was leaning in the direction. I really do. I think he was leaning in the direction of not running. That doesn't mean he wasn't going to do rallies. Doesn't mean he wasn't going to raise money. Doesn't mean he was not going to be the absolute kingmaker. But I was thinking he was thinking more towards passing the mantle and moving on. Now, you could disagree with me. I'm only basing this from the anecdotal evidence I know from the people who are close to him. You're entitled to your opinion. I'm entitled to mine. Nobody knows but Trump. So you're not wrong. I'm not wrong. Nobody knows except for one person, and that's Donald Trump, period. But my opinion would have been, I think he was leaning towards not running. Again, you're free to disagree with that. I don't care. I don't need to debate you on Twitter about it. I'm just saying, I think that was my opinion. But I think after yesterday or after Monday, it's a certainty he runs. I think it's 80-20 he runs now, maybe 90-10, maybe 100%. I'd be shocked if he doesn't at this point. Shocked. And congrats, Democrats. If that's what you wanted, you got it. 855-839-1210. Listen, njdiet.com. NJ Diet. You want to lose 40 pounds in 40 days? NJDiet.com. 20 to 40 plus pounds, maybe even more. in only 40 days' time. You know why? It works because it's based on science, baby, science. That's right. Their program starts with bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, your saliva, and your blood work. Then NJ Diet utilizes DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen to help you keep it off. Not sure if you can do it alone? NJ Diet's with you every step of the way. You are fully monitored by their certified staff to make sure you are burning fat, not just losing water. You're also going to get the doctor's personal email, personal phone number. NJ Diet is committed to you keeping the weight off. It's all natural. No shots, no hormones, no surgery, and no prepackaged foods. Locations are close by in Newark, Delaware, King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, or worldwide with live online video consultations. Think about it. You start now. By the time we're heading into the fall, heading into the holiday season, you are 40 pounds lighter and feeling your best and looking your best, too. As everybody's plumping up for the holidays, you'll be looking great. You'll be the one standing out in the pictures of everybody going, man, you look great. Look at you. This works. Telling you, 20, 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. Contractually guaranteed. They guarantee it. NJDiet.com. Lose the weight for good. 855-5NJ-DIET or NJDiet.com.
What's on the cut sheet?
Hump Day Edition, Greg Stocker. Hump Day Edition.
Yesterday, there's a sponsor. What's on the cut sheet on this hump day is sponsored by Wawa. Welcome back to Wawa Septopia, your handcrafted beverage happy place. Enjoy smoothies, refreshers, hot and iced lattes, or try the new frozen coffee and frozen refreshers. Wawa is your handcrafted beverage happy place. Gotta have a Wawa. Yesterday, Joe Biden announced the Chips and Science Act. He went out there and spoke about chips and science.
Chips. Like the highway, like the old show. That was one of my favorite shows growing up. Chips?
Yeah.
You ever watched it?
Nope.
You never watched Chips?
No, it was a little before my time.
So what? A lot of shows are before your time. You watch them, right? Yeah. Movies were before your time. You still watch it. Chips, Eric Estrada, and who's the other guy? Come on. Never mind. I had a Chips motorcycle when I was a little boy. And it was a, I did. And I put on my police helmet and my sunglasses, and I would go riding up the street 2 miles an hour on my Chips motorcycle. I was obsessed with that show. I loved it. Sorry, go on.
He couldn't stop hacking through his speech. This is obviously this is edited, you know, for the effect of the coughing, but he coughed all throughout the speech.
We know there are those who focus more on seeking power than securing the future. Excuse me. And securing the future.
Yeah, a lot of phlegm in that one.
That 50, 75, 100 years from now, from people who will look back first century, you're the reason why I'm so optimistic about the future of our country. You know, the Chips and Science Act supercharges our efforts to make semiconductors here in America. Excuse me. Those tiny computers' mission to the moon. Federal research and development brought down the cost of making
it. Give a man a lozenge.
And build a market in an entire industry. As a result, over 30 years ago, America had 40% of the global production of these chips. And then something happened. American manufacturing, the backbone of our economy, was hollowed out. We let semiconductor manufacturing go overseas. And as a result, today, we barely produce 10% of the semiconductors. Excuse me,
man.
Despite being the leader in chips design as well as research.
Why is he out in public? Honestly. Well, he clearly still has COVID or something. Why is he out in public? Go in and hack up a lung in the White House.
Doesn't it make you want to cough, too?
Like it's disgusting. I can just hear the phlegm and the germ. Yeah. Right into his hand, by the way.
Yep.
Right into his hand. Not even his elbow.
Shaking hands with everybody.
And then shaking hands and coughing on people. Not wearing a mask. What happened to it's your patriotic duty to wear a mask? What happened to that lecture, remember? Wear a freaking mask. Remember that?
Yes.
Guys had COVID 9 times in the last 2 weeks. Hacking up a lung. Loogies everywhere. It's like a Ricola commercial. So gross.
How long does that cough last, by the way, after COVID?
It depends on the person, but I don't know. It sounds to me like the guy still got it.
Well, that's probably why he's going on vacation to Kiawah Island, South Carolina today.
He should go to that island they used to put the people with that disease on.
Stop.
You know what I'm talking about? Like the leper colonies they used to do. That's where they should send him.
Yeah, it's just.
There more of that, or is that the whole thing?
No, that
disgusting.
Was just a montage.
How many coughs are in that? Did you count?
I didn't.
Though you don't have to play it again because it's just nasty. But Daniel, did you count? Daniel's a Gen Z math guy. Did you count how many coughs?
You call me a math guy?
Yeah, I don't know. Are you?
That was like maybe 6 or 7. I want to say.
Nah, it was more than that.
Nah,
way more than that.
Nah, well.
All right, let's hear it one more time. Should we do it one more time? Do a count?
I'll count it for you.
All right, you count for us.
They count.
We know there are those who focus more on seeking power than securing the future. Excuse me. Than securing the future. That 50, 75, 100 years from now, from people who will look back to the first century, you're the reason why I'm so optimistic about the future of our country. You know, the CHIPS and Science Act supercharges our efforts to make semiconductors here in America. Those tiny computers just mission to the moon. Federal research and development brought down the cost of making them and built a market and an entire industry. As a result, over 30 years ago, America had 40% of the global production of these chips. And then something happened. American manufacturing, the backbone of our economy, was hollowed out. We let semiconductor manufacturing go overseas. And as a result, today, we barely produce 10% of the semiconductors. Excuse me, despite being the leader in chips design as well as research.
It was 10.
10? 10 coughs?
Yeah.
Ew.
They probably could have kept going. They probably cut the montage at 10. I'm guessing. So.
Yeah, actually, I don't know if I pulled a whole montage. I just did a, that was like a minute 13 of it.
Yeah, I mean, you can only do so much coughing in one montage, but that's a lot of coughing.
I feel like I need to clear my throat now. It's all psychosomatic.
Top 10
I need ones. I need a fisherman's friend is what I need.
Excuse me.
Would you argue fisherman's friend are the best cough drops?
No, the Halls.
No
Halls, 100%.
Get the hell out of here. Fisherman's friend. Yeah. It's like candy.
No, Halls are like candy.
No. Halls are like medicine. What's the one? Am I thinking of the right one? What's the cough drop? The really, really like candy ones. You know what I'm talking about? Ludens, baby.
Oh, Ludens.
Ludens. Now that's a cough drop right there.
Yeah.
That's basically candy.
Ricola.
Ricola. Imagine if the Ricola guy showed up at the White House just there with that big horn. Blew it in Biden's face. You know what I'm talking about? That big horn he has in the mountains in the commercial? Just blew it right into Biden's face. It'd been awesome.
I mean, it would be a good commercial for any sort of cough drop company.
Right.
Yeah. We'll just get the Easter Bunny to bring them over, the cough drops.
For that montage, though, by the way, because I put it together, I would like half. I'll sell it to you.
You should sell it. Copyright Greg Stocker, 2022.
But I want half.
Sell it to Ricola and get half.
Yeah.
Half.
Nancy Pelosi was also at the signing yesterday. Was it a signing or was it just the announcement of it? I don't know.
I think he signed it. Okay. I'm not sure, though.
She got up to the podium. This was actually before the president, I believe, and she couldn't find her speech. Somebody took her speech, so she fumfered around a little bit. I just found this amusing.
Okay, the president's speech is here. I think I have the president's speech here.
Well, what do with yours?
I don't know what they did with it, but I can do without it.
Oh, God, the average age is like 178 here.
Yeah, the most vulnerable people with COVID.
Oh, my God.
That guy's up there hacking along all over him.
And she just came back from, you know, Taiwan and like.
Yeah, she probably has another virus.
That's what I mean.
Probably has that whatever virus we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
It's the monkey
need
shrew.
A full blood transfusion. Yeah, speaking of the shrew's right there. Right there.
Bernie Sanders.
Can you play her one more time, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Let's see what it is. Okay, the president's speech is here. I think I have the president's speech here.
Well, what do with yours?
I don't know what they did with it, but I can do without it. Thank you.
She obviously can't, or she would be.
That's helpful.
It's like watching a very, very bad play at a nursing home. Where the residents are putting on Hamlet or something. And you're like, oh, my God. How many hours is this going to be? This going to be on?
That's a sin.
Right? That's a sin. No, you're right. It is a sin. But it's nevertheless, it's true.
Bernie Sanders was on Wolf Blitzer, the Situation Room, yesterday. Wolf asked him if he would, if he was supporting, or no, excuse me, if Biden should run in 2024, and Bernie does not answer.
You want to see President Biden, the senator, run for a second term?
Well, what I want to see right now is that the Congress of the United States, working with President Biden next year, develop an agenda that says to working families and the elderly and the kids, we understand your pain, and that we have the guts to take on the big money interest at a time when
we
have
more. Can I just make a point real quick? Bernie Sanders sounds 1,000 times healthier than Joe Biden, doesn't he?
He does, yeah.
He's all fired up. He's pissed in vinegar, as they say. And then you got Joe Biden up there. You know what I mean?
To take on the big money interest at a time when we have more income and wealth inequality than any other major country on earth. You know, Wolf, you've heard me say this again, and I think recent events point this out. This country is moving toward an oligarchic form of society where you got three people on top who own more wealth than the bottom half of American society. You got three Wall Street firms that have control assets of over $20 trillion. That's the GDP of the United States. Unbelievable wealth and power at the top, while the middle class is in decline and lower-income people are really suffering. We need to work right now, next year, with President Biden on an agenda that addresses those issues.
Well, let me rephrase the question. Do you want to see him run for re-election?
Look, right now, my concern is electing more Democrats in this midterm election so we can finally address the needs of working families. That's where my mind is right now.
Wow.
So that's a no, or is that a yes? Because I didn't hear a yes or no there. Did you hear a yes or no there? I didn't hear that.
Twice he asked him and does not answer. So interesting. Nancy Pelosi yesterday was on the Today Show. Savannah Guthrie wonders if offending China going to Taiwan is worth it. Now, this will be rare, Rich. You're going to agree with Nancy Pelosi on this one, but then I'll play another clip that she redeems herself and is horrible. So this is Savannah Guthrie wondering if offending China on the Taiwan visit was worth it.
Really want to make sure we get into this because there are reasons to take a trip like that. But as you well know, especially with foreign policy, national security, it often comes down to trade-offs and timing. Was it worth it now that you see the response? China has
absolutely
taken
absolutely without any question.
Okay, because China has made a series of stunningly aggressive military moves in Taiwan. I mean, unprecedented in terms of the security of Taiwan. Was it worth it to make this trip now if that was the response from China?
I have overwhelming bipartisan support for our visit to Taiwan. As Speaker of the House and with the distinguished delegation that I went there with, we were very well received. Thousands of people in the streets, received by the President of Taiwan, buildings with big welcoming to us. The people of Taiwan welcomed the visit. The Chinese government may not have, but China will not be allowed to isolate Taiwan. But a couple months ago, a delegation went from the Senate. It was bipartisan. It was high-powered, including the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. Nobody said a word. Nobody said a word. Did you even know about that trip?
That was the sexist thing that we played for you last week. Where
right.
She said it was
sexist. Yeah, when she said it was sexist.
It was a decent answer by her. However, she followed up with this.
Something terrible.
Saying China is, you know, we can't offend China too much, Rich.
We still support the one China policy. We go there to acknowledge the status quo is what our policy is. There was nothing disruptive about that. It was only about saying China is one of the freest societies in the world. Don't take it from me. That's from Freedom House.
So China is one of the freest societies in the world.
She's such an idiot. Her office followed up to say she meant to say Taiwan. Moron. I think I have a president's speech.
I wanted to close out the 7 o'clock hour and close out the first cut sheet segment with this, which is a little out of the ordinary. You know Keith Hernandez? You know him from Seinfeld, right?
Oh, of course. Well, he's a baseball player.
Yes.
He played for the Mets.
Yes. He was in the New York
Jerry
Mets.
Had a man crush on him.
Yes. He played.
And there was a second loogie.
He was
second spitter.
He was part of that infamous 1986 World Series Mets team. He also played for the St. Louis Cardinals in 1982.
One of the funniest Seinfelds when they had, there must have been a second spitter. The whole magic loogie theory.
Yes. Yep.
The play on JFK with, oh man, a brilliant, brilliant episode.
So he was calling a game last night on SNY. It was the Mets against the Cincinnati Reds. And he made this comment about the Philadelphia Phillies and why he doesn't call Phillies games.
I missed both Phillies series. I have to go this weekend to St. Louis for the 40th anniversary of 82. I'll join you in Atlanta.
What's your excuse the following weekend?
It's a scheduled off series. And you know, I've expressed to the front office, not the Met front office, our front office of SNY, that I hate doing Philly games. So I guess they gave me the series off.
You hate doing Philly games?
Oh, because they always never seem to... up and in fastball. They never seem to disappoint. I mean, over the years, now they're hot right now, but I would like to see them. But, you know, as far as fundamentally and defensively, the Phillies have always been just, you know, not up to it.
Maybe we can shoehorn you into the schedule now that they're playing well and maybe up to your standards.
Well, we'll see. Don't hold your breath. I'll watch on TV.
Oh, boy.
So Keith Hernandez saying that he does not want to call Phillies games, and he's told the brass at SNY that, and they obliged.
Wow.
I just find that interesting that he's not ingratiating, not that he wants to, you know, he's a former Mets player, but I just found it interesting that he was trashing the Philadelphia Phillies for not having the great right fundamentals. I have no idea what he's talking about, but he
did say they're hot right now.
He went from, well,
I mean, come on, he's a Met. He can never like.
I get it, but I like to stoke the fire a little bit. That's from our friends at Crossing Broad. They posted it last night. So,
very nice, excellent stuff.
Yeah. So Keith Hernandez, not a fan of the Phillies.
By the way, speaking of sports. When does the Eagle season end? Like October 5th or something like that?
Yes, October 5th is when Eagle season ends.
Angelo Cataldi said he's going to stick around until the end of the Eagle season. You know, he's retiring this year.
Yes.
And I'm moving over to WIP, the morning show. I'm not supposed to announce that yet.
God.
Jesus. Is he really retiring? Because he always says he's retiring.
Yes, he's really retiring.
He is. He always says that.
I don't know.
He's been saying that for like 20 years.
No, basically what he's saying, he said that whenever the Eagles are out of it, you know, if they go all the way to the Super Bowl, he's going to call it all, or he's going to be on all the way through the Super Bowl of next year.
I got to make plans, though, to move over there to do the morning show at WIP, and so this is a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
A little bit rude. I'm just saying. He invited Mike Missanelli to come on his show and say goodbye to people. He said that he felt like Missanelli was mistreated in his...
Yes. I think it's a brilliant move.
Classy, right?
Classy. It's just a good ratings get.
Yeah, I think it's a brilliant move. I would invite him on this show, but you know, you don't like him, so.
No, I don't like him. He doesn't like me. He blocked me on Twitter. Called me a racist. The son of a. You know what?
No,
don't call me a racist, dude. Of all people, please don't even go there. Jerk. I still think he's a jerk. I do.
Of course.
Yeah, he's a jerk. I mean, you got to call somebody racist. Like, that's just like a terrible thing to say. You know what I mean? A terrible thing to say.
Does he know your history? Like, you know, you're
obviously not.
I think a lot of people told him that after he called me racist. Like, dude, the guy has two children he adopted who are both mixed race. Like, shut the hell up. But of course, you know, if somebody will just justify, be like, well, you only did that so that people wouldn't think you're a racist. Like, they say stupid things like that too. The dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. You know, he was a blowhard. I shouldn't, he's out of a job. I shouldn't say anything, but nevertheless, I'm still saying it. Look at me. What a terrible person I am. I agree. I'm the worst.
No, you're not.
But I'll be great on WIP, on the whip. Now, here on the whip. I want to do a whip. Can we do that? Cracking of a whip?
Greg is very quiet.
Yeah, he's, yeah. All right. It's a brilliant idea. The whip. That would go over well. No, not so much. All right. Thanks for playing along there, Greg. Appreciate it. Appreciate that very much. 855-839-1210. All right. We got to thank our friends at USA Insulation, because I'll tell you one thing I know is that the war on energy is not going away. New taxes coming down the line on natural gas, coal, and oil. So if you heat your homes with any of those things, like even electricity, which is powered by coal, you're going to pay more. We're all paying more, and you're going to continue to pay more. So what do? You do what I did. USA Insulation. USAinsulation.net. I'm telling you right now, this is the way to go. They will foam your walls. They inject foam into your walls from the outside. This is premium foam that insulates your home. When they do this, they will also insulate your attic for free. That means year-round comfort. It's a beautiful thing. Your AC will run less. You save on energy costs. And that's not just this year. That's every year. And here's why you should call 1-800-USA-FOAM today. Their best offer of the year ends this month. When they foam your walls, they'll insulate your attic for free. And just the other day, I heard from a USA Insulation customer named Sharon. She's on a fixed income. And she said it was the best money she's ever spent. She's been saving money for over 2 years now since she had her home insulated with USA Insulation. So do what Sharon did. Do what I did. Call USA Insulation today and get free attic insulation when they insulate your walls. But that ends August 31st. Call 1-800-USA-FOAM. 1-800-USA-FOAM or USAinsulation.net. It'll make a huge difference in the comfort level of your home. And it'll make a huge difference when it comes to your energy bills as well. 1-800-USA-FOAM or USAinsulation.net.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.